Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, welcome on into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Once again, it is your host, Gino Camilleri, joining you on this Senior Bowl Saturday edition of the show. The other day, I got into some offensive players that could fit this Philadelphia Eagles team, this new regime with Nick Sirianni, how they're going to play. They're going to play faster. They're going to play smarter. They're going to play more down the field football, in my opinion, if you look at what they did in Indianapolis last year. So now on the other side of the ball, with Gannon as your defensive coordinator, you're moving from Jim Schwartz, who played primarily cover three, cover one, leaving one safety high, having him patrol all areas of the field, which frankly, personnel-wise, they didn't have a player for that position. You now look at what Indy has done the past few years in terms of their defense. They ran a lot of cover two, a lot of quarters, a lot of the type of defense I said this team should be playing with the versatile defensive backs that they have. So now having Darius Slay in this quarter styles defense allows you to have personnel around the side of the defensive side of the ball opposite Darius Slay that may not be as good, but you can supplement those holes in personnel for running that quarters and run, having versatile players. You can now allow Kevon Wallace to play that nickel slash star safety position where he could be that overhang player. And you can now get Davion Taylor involved more to use his speed and athleticism. And then whoever your cornerback two is on the other side, they're going to be having a lot easier job knowing that they're not going to be on an island a majority of the time, which they are in cover one and cover three, because if the safety doesn't choose your side, you have no help. In this quarter styles defense that Gannon has run, you now have two safeties high a majority of the time, even though you're not going to keep them in a two-shell look the majority of the time. You're going to rotate them. You're going to have one come under playing a robber style role. You're going to be able to be more versatile in the back end, in my opinion. And up front, I believe that they're going to go towards this more under style front where they have more linebackers that are rushing and they have the four guys up front, but it's going to be a mixture now. It's not just going to be two edges and interior defensive line. It'll be a mix of some outside linebackers, some interior blitzes. It's going to be much more versatile, much like this offense should be. And much like I did the other day, if I had to rank the positions of need for this team in terms of defense, a lot of people are going to say cornerback. In my personal opinion, I think safety is the biggest need, because outside of Rodney McLeod, Kevon Wallace is your next in line, and behind him you have Marcus Epps and Rudy Ford, who's primarily a special teams player. Cornerback you're okay with because you still do have Darius Slay for 2 years on this contract. You do have some options that potentially could work better in a quarter-style system. I think Avante Maddox played his best game against Houston in 2018, where that's primarily what they ran on defense. So to me, safety is the biggest need. Right behind it has to be cornerback. I would say edge rusher could be the number two in some people's opinion. If Brandon Graham is on his way out soon and all you have is Josh Sweat there, maybe Derek Barnett doesn't return. But you can find guys that can play versatilely. Have versatility on the line to play interior rusher and be an edge rusher. And now bringing in what Indy has done in the past, you're going to have more linebacker rushes off the edge, I feel. I believe Davion Taylor should be in the mix for coming off the edge at times, using his speed and athleticism to get to the quarterback. But if Brandon Graham goes, you only have Josh Sweat, so you need to address that position. And then finally, the interior, I would say, is next right after that. And then linebacker, I don't think it's that big of a need for how many guys you had brought in last season, what you got out of Singleton, what you got out of Edwards. I would still maybe bring in one or two bodies later in the class, but it's not going to be a day one or day two priority to me, like a safety or a cornerback or even a big time edge rusher would be, in my opinion. And all those positions we talked about today, there's some ballers. I mean, I was absolutely impressed beyond belief with the defensive class this past week, watching the practices. Hats off to Flores and Matt Rhule for getting both of those practices in order and having them very structured. And hats off to Jim Nagy and what he was able to do with getting this broadcasted, because not a lot of us could get down there. So I was grateful to be able to watch the practices this week. And I'm excited to see what goes on today, because there could be some guys in this class in the Senior Bowl that are future Philadelphia Eagles. We know they love to dip into this pool. Indy love to do that themselves. So if they take anything away from how Indy ran their scouting and ran their drafting, I hope it's addressing getting Senior Bowl players, because these guys are well-polished individuals. They have a lot of tape on them right now. They have the most interviews currently with the whole combine shutting down and a lot of these other all-star events shutting down. This is the premier event for scouting right now. So hats off to everybody and what they've done in Mobile, Alabama this past week. And I'm excited to watch the game. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of athletes on both sides of the ball. It's just going to be a good time. So if you want to watch football one more time before the Super Bowl, this is the game you got to watch. And talking about Super Bowl, I want to talk to you real quick about Bet Online. Bet Online is our premier sponsor here at the Locked On Eagles podcast and part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And we're always ready for football here. It's part of our podcast. It's part of our job. We get paid to talk about it. So you know we are always looking to dive more into football. So why not go over to Bet Online, where you could bet NFL postseason. You could bet all the player props that are going to be in the Super Bowl. You could bet the coin toss, one of my favorite things to bet every year. You have the best odds out of any bet you're ever going to make. It's 50-50. So why not go there and get a big bonus match from Bet Online? And there's only one place that has you covered, one place we trust, and that's betonline.com. So sign up today and get a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag and use LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. And that's betting player props, games of the week. You're going to be able to bet the Super Bowl. It's going to be the most heavily bet game of the year. So go out there on betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. So go to betonline.ag today. This episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes, Fiat, Kia, I mean, you could go on for days with the imports and the USA models these days. It is now impossible to stock all the parts in need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure the pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning while you wait as the counterman orders the parts on his computer that he only happens to have in his warehouse that they're probably going to be out of, and it's only going to be in their brand? You have computers, so why not go access rockauto.com at home and in your pocket? Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Remember, that is Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? At rockauto.com. All right, everybody, welcome on back to this second segment of Senior Bowl Saturday here at the Locked On Eagles podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. And going through the practice film the last 3 days, it was exciting. And when you look at these one-on-ones, there's few things that you could take away from them, because they put the receivers in a position to win those battles. They want to see what the receivers can do. So it's a tough spot for defensive backs to be in. But there were some defensive backs that absolutely owned those drills the last few days. And Richie Grant, I got to say, first off, was arguably one of my favorites at the defensive back position. Somebody out of UCF. Not many people look at UCF as one of the powerhouses for cornerbacks, but if you look at it, they have produced some good time players. Shaquille Griffin, he's going to be an all-pro for Seattle. They run that style of defense, which it is more cover three, but you have to be a ball hawk and you have to be able to go and make plays because you're going to be on an island. And Richie Grant has that speed and athleticism, that makeup speed to get back to the ball. He was all over the ball in practices, several interceptions, several pass breakups. Even when you're put in a tough position one-on-one, he was there making plays. Another guy just like that is Benjamin St. Juste out of Minnesota. He's a bigger style player. He's 60-33. He's almost 6'4", 200 pounds. He's kind of that tweener style between a safety and a cornerback, somebody that would fit that versatile role, which we're talking about with Kevon Wallace, somebody that could be that versatile safety that you could throw down towards the box, be on the back end in a cover two look, play that almost corner man-to-man position against bigger tight ends, against bigger power forward wide receivers. He is somebody that is absolutely flashed this week. Talking about safeties, Hamza Nasiruddin is how you say his last name, out of Florida State. Somebody that the one thing that I have to give a knock on him is he plays a little high, but outside of that, he's an absolute athlete to the nth degree. 60-31, 213, 34-inch arms, 10-inch hands, literally an 83-inch wingspan. That is everything you want in a professional basketball player, and that's everything I want in a safety. And I believe safety is the one position I look at and can thoroughly tell the best if they are going to translate to the next league. I've hit on some big ones in the past with Thornhill, Nasir Adderley. I mean, Derwin James is probably my favorite player in the league. So that's the position I'm always looking at. Florida State, DBU to some people's extent. So I'm looking at Nasiruddin. He played really well this week in practice. I'm excited to see what he does in the game. He absolutely flies downhill. It looks like he's gliding. How I talked about Kyle Duggar last year, how he would fly downhill. Same type of thing with Nasiruddin. Somebody that you probably haven't heard of in the defensive backfield, Brian Mills out of NC Central. His tape looked like you were watching a high school game when you watched it. But, man, he looked like an NFL player. He looked like an NFL player this week. Somebody that went out there against lower-level competition in school, comes out there against these big-time players and absolutely is put on a show. Somebody that's all over the ball. Cornerback that is shifty. Somebody that's going to win with his athleticism. Not the smartest zone style player, but when you're in man-to-man, he's all over the ball. And I believe that if you're good in man, you can adjust to zone because you have those instincts to make up speed and get back to your covering your wide receiver because you're always thinking about man. Those zone cover corners, they have a tough time playing man because of the opposite. They're always looking to fill space. They're not so much looking to find their man. So if you look at a guy like Brian Mills, NC Central, I'm in on him. One last name, Ifeatu Molinfanwu out of Syracuse, another freakish athlete, 60-25, 212, 32-18, and 9-inch hands, 80-inch wingspan. Somebody that's played in ACC football, played with the good defensive backs and Andre Sisco as well. He is somebody that he is another tweener-style player, but has freak athleticism, freak length in his arms to go and create pass breakups time and time again. He's somebody that didn't have the numbers in college, but if he's put in the right position, much like he was in practices this week, he can pop up and make some splashes. Moving to the edge position and the interior defensive line, I think there's three players that absolutely blew me away. Quincy Roche, man, if you heard Matt Rhule talking about him in practices and his get off, he was absolutely killing it in every single one-on-one. He was getting off the ball quick. He has that natural bend. They had a great front in Miami last year. Somebody that is that edge rusher, which Josh Sweat kind of fits that bendy style guy, that speed to power style guy. I believe we need more of that. We need more athleticism, less guys that win because of their motor and more guys that win because of their athleticism at the edge. And Quincy Roche is the one edge rusher that absolutely blew me away all week. Another guy that you could kind of move in and out of the edge rush and interior style positions, much like you've done with Brandon Graham. Boogie Basham. I think he has the greatest name in college football right now. Carlos Basham out of the University of Colorado Boulder. He's 6'3" 3/8", 281 pounds. So not so much an interior defensive lineman, like a solid one tech or a three tech. He's more a tweener edge rusher style guy. Has 81 1/8 inch arms, 32.5 inch 81 1/8 wingspan, 32.5 inch arms. Smaller arms, but somebody that can get into you tight, explodes off the ball. Somebody that just can maneuver in and out of the rush lanes in a one gapping style scheme. Somebody that you just let get after the quarterback is going to wreak havoc. He had a great week in practice as well. And then I know I'm going to butcher this last name or this whole name right here. He's out in Notre Dame. Adetto Kunbo Ojendeji. Unbelievable size. 6'4" 3/8", 256 pounds, 85 3/8 inch wingspan. Just to say that out loud is unbelievable to hear. His arms are 35 1/4 inch. His hands are 9 5/8 inches. An absolute freak out of Notre Dame. They tend to have polished players on the defensive line. You look at Jerry Tillery coming out of there for the Chargers a few years ago. They just continue to have good players in the trench. And Ojendeji is just a freak athlete by every extent of the word, and somebody that could get after the quarterback time and time and time again. Moving to linebackers, as I said, I don't believe they're going to be looking at somebody super high in the class. But if you're looking at somebody that flashes, I'm looking at a guy like Jabril Cox. He's obviously going to be drafted way too high to be selected for the Eagles. He's arguably a day one type guy out of LSU. Same with Chaz Surratt out of North Carolina, younger brother of Sage Surratt. If I'm looking to shore up the linebacker position, I'm looking at a guy like Patty Fisher. People are probably thinking, Patty Fisher, who is he? He's out of Northwestern. Go watch Northwestern's tape last year. Arguably had the most sound defense under Pat Fitzgerald. Patty Fisher was a captain for that unit, fills that outside will linebacker style role, somebody that can play in coverage, but is going to have to adapt to that, but a sure tackler, somebody that you could definitely get later on in this class. And like I said, I'm not looking to take a linebacker high because you have bodies there that can compete at the next level, and you've seen them compete with Singleton, with Davion Taylor. I believe he's in a better position now to compete. TJ Edwards, Sean Bradley was flying around before he got hurt last year. So there are some guys that you have the ability to throw in there and play. And if you're looking at that quarter style defense, you're arguably going to have to play with more defensive backs. So like I said, I don't think linebacker is going to be one of those positions that's targeted too highly in this class. And when we get back, we're going to finish up that mock draft I started from the other day because I wanted to get deep into this one. It's primarily defense because I believe they're going to go in that direction, having a lot of turnover in the defense this coming offseason. They're going to need to get younger. They're going to need to get quicker. They're going to have to adapt to a new scheme under Gannon, and they're going to have to do it in this draft class because they don't have the cash to go and do it in free agency. So before we get back to that, we're going to talk about our last sponsor here today at Built Bar. They have 18 amazing flavors, 6 new flavors. You guys know what they are: caramel, brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisps, and the originals. You know my favorite, salted caramel. Lou loves coconut. I'm not really sure if he loves coconut. I don't love coconut. My fiance loves coconut. I love the peanut butter brownie. They're 100% covered in chocolate, soft and easy to chew. You guys know how great they are. We talk about them all the time. For any man and woman who loves to get a fresh, nutritious Built Bar, something that's going to make you feel healthy. It's going to make you feel better. It's only got 4 net carbs for all you keto people out there. And you get a free cooler with purchase. Arguably the best time to buy right now. Go to builtbar.com. You'll get 20% off using the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get a free cooler. So why not go get Built Bar today? Anybody who loves to have a nice, healthy snack during the day, Built Bar is the way to go. Welcome on back, everybody, to the final segment of this edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Once again, Gino Camilleri, your host here on Senior Bowl Saturday, getting ready for the Senior Bowl game. Finally is here, the biggest game for scouting. Everybody like me who is an quote-unquote internet scout loves today. We love watching these guys go at it against the best competition in football, frankly. I said it again. I'm going to keep saying it. I say frankly all the time, and somebody called me out on this in our comments. I love it. It's one of the words I use all the time. I think it's very versatile, and frankly, I'm not going to change. So getting to our mock draft, we went number 6. We had Ja'Marr Chase. We know the offense. We're going wide receiver early. At 38, might be a little too early for some people's taste, but I went with Carlos Boogie Basham. I think his versatility to move inside and out is too good to pass up. You're going to have versatile defensive linemen, much like you have versatile offensive linemen. It's how the Eagles operate. It's how they've built. They're going to continue to build through the trenches. They need edge rushers. They need interior help. Boogie Basham solves both of those issues. Moving to pick 70, I went with Hamza Nasiruddin, safety out of Florida State. His versatility as well is too good to pass up. His athleticism is too good to pass up. His ball skills are too good to pass up. You need somebody on the back end that's going to be a game changer, somebody that's going to set the tone, is going to come up and have a big hit. Nasiruddin can do all of those things. He's going to be that next, I would say, big safety for you, the next big hitting safety, the next Malcolm Jenkins that you were looking for. Nasiruddin can play in and out with Kevon Wallace, can swap him in and out of there, can be put in man coverage against tight ends and bigger wide receivers. At 70, I think that value is too good to pass up. We nearly go 79 picks to pick 149, where I selected safety out of Georgia, Richard LeCount. Richard LeCount is one of my favorite safeties in this class. Georgia tends to just have good athletes on their defensive backfield. I'm actually going to touch back into their defensive backfield later on in this class. If you look at practices this week, LeCount and the other Georgia players tended to be some of the more polished guys, some of the guys that played against that SEC competition. You always get that SEC bias from people when you scout. I don't tend to give that, but when you look at the games that they played in against Florida and Alabama and these big-time games, they're playing against some of the best players. So when they have good games, you have to give them nothing but credit. And LeCount is somebody that could play on the defensive end, in the backfield, play a center-high position for you. I'm all about just continuing to stock up safeties and versatile defensive backs, and I believe Richard LeCount does just that. The next two picks at 153 and 187 were used on offense in the last episode. With the last three picks, 221, 230, and 256, I went with DJ Daniel out of Georgia at 221. DJ Daniel is one of my good friend Chris Malley on Twitter's personal favorite. Had a good interview with him, a high-class individual, somebody that has polished feet, can be a number two corner in this league, especially in this style system where you have the luxury of having an all-pro and Darius Slay locking down one side. So whoever they bring in here, whoever wins that competition at cornerback number two, is going to have the luxury of having Darius Slay on the other side and just having to win their battle and being able to cover with safety help a majority of the time. So whoever that is, if it's DJ Daniel, if it's the next guy I selected in Trey Norwood or Trey Brown, who is the last one I picked, the two Treys out of Oklahoma, as this was a Senior Bowl only class. Norwood transitioned to safety last year, but he was also a cornerback. Trey Brown was purely a cornerback. Oklahoma, you don't think good cornerbacks, but you need athletes. And these two guys are athletes that can come in and compete. And I'm all about stocking up that cornerback position because you don't know what you have outside of Darius Slay at any of the spots. Nickel Roby Coleman is most likely going to be gone. You have Avante Maddox, who's a question mark. Is he a better safety than he is corner? Is Strap going to be back too? I mean, Cravon LeBlanc, he could be gone as well. So you're going to need to recoup that backfield. And I think with the selections of Nasirul Deen, Richard LeCount, DJ Daniel, Trey Norwood, and Trey Brown, you're doing just that. You stock that with Carlos Boogie Basham up front, and your defense is making waves. You could go get some good priority free agents in this class. There's so many good players in this class. You're going to be able to get guys later on. You're probably going to walk away with 10 to 11 picks in this draft. In my opinion, if you trade Zach Ertz, you trade some other guys, add one or two picks with the compensatory picks, you're going to be looking good. It's going to be a fun draft season. It all starts today down in Mobile. Literally, their slogan is the draft starts in Mobile. Go watch it. I don't have anything else to say today. Just go watch it. If you're not watching anything else today, turn on the TV at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific, NFL Network, Senior Bowl. Go watch it. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always, to the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You guys know where to find us: Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, anywhere where you guys get your shows. Rate, subscribe. Those 5-star rates and subscribes are great, guys. Anything you guys say, like my friend who called me out and saying frankly too much, thank you for making me cognizant of that now. Now I'm aware. Now my anxiety-ridden brain can always be thinking about that when I'm doing the show. I love you guys. I love our fans. Keep the downloads coming. We are up over 10% over last month. We love you guys. Keep listening to the show. Lou will be back with us next week. We will be back talking post-Senior Bowl. We will be getting into mock draft Mondays. This is the fun time of year. You can hear it in my voice, the excitement. Thank you guys for listening. Find us on Twitter at DBASELOE, at Lockdown Birds. Find myself at GC24_football. And go enjoy the game today, guys. And fly, Eagles, fly.